Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Bonnie James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
Yes.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to the evening edition of Talking Smooth Jazz. This is the Jazz Queen. Mike will be calling in shortly. Let me welcome to the chat room Marksa and a couple of guests. And our guest this evening is also in the chat room, Rod Williams. And if people like to join us in the chat, please go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and click on Rod's name. That will bring you right into the chat room. You can also call in and speak with Rod on 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. Tonight we are talking smooth jazz with producer, arranger, and saxophonist Rod Williams about his debut CD, The Journey. Rod, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thank you very much, Terry.
So how are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Doing
very
good?
Very excited about the interview.
Oh, okay, good, good. Well, let me congratulate you on this new CD, The Journey. So tell us about your journey in getting this CD together.
Well, that it was. It's been a project I've been working on for a little while. I was hoping that it would come out a little earlier, but in the beginning of the year I had some health problems, found out I had cancer, and that was kind of a setback. Mm-hmm. But I'm okay now. So
okay, good, good.
And I just, you know, been trying my best to get this going, and I'm so happy that it's here.
Well, good, good. So now, cancer aside, and I'm glad that you're doing better, what was your vision for this CD, The Journey? And why did you call it The Journey?
Well, it's just that. A good friend of mine, I know you've had him on here before, Tony Exum, we both, you know, he beat me to his name, finally. But we both been at this for a minute, and it's something that it just, you know, my musical journey, it took me a while to get this done, but like I said, I'm so happy that it's done, and so far I'm hearing a lot of good things about it, so it makes me feel good.
Oh, good. Okay. Now, it is officially released?
No, it'll be out August 16th.
August 16th, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, and let's let everyone know where they can buy this on August 16th.
When it comes out, it'll be out on iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby. For now, that's about it. But okay. Should be able to, and I don't have an actual website yet, but I'm working on that too, so hopefully that'll be done soon too.
Okay, well, that's fine, that's fine. We can find you on Facebook, and we can find you on MySpace. What is your name on MySpace?
Oh, it's under Rod Williams at MySpace.com/DesiSax.
Okay, DesiSax, great. All right, well, let's talk about, did you have any artists or anybody playing with you on this CD?
Yes, I have a couple of local friends of mine, a few of them that was band members, that is my band members, Donnie Harrell on keyboards, Pablo Cordy on bass. Then I have two friends of mine that's out of the States, Mr. Jermaine Allison. He played keys on the title track, The Journey. And Werner Westbound, he's from Germany. He played guitar on one track, too.
Okay, now, does he live here in the States, or did you guys send your music back?
No, he lives
back
in Germany. I had to send his track to play.
So you made great use of the Internet. That's good.
Yes.
Yes, that's good. Cheap to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great. That's great. All right. So now I read that you started playing the violin first. So how old were you when you did that?
Well, I went to the Newark school system in Newark, New Jersey, and I started around in the fourth grade when they started letting us hold instruments. So I started on the violin, and I wasn't too good at it, and I switched to clarinet, and I played that for years until I switched to saxophone.
Okay, so you weren't good on the violin. Ah, all right. Okay, all right. Well, that's good. And you know, you're playing the saxophone now. You've got your first CD out now. Is this a you produced it and did all the music and stuff yourself?
Yes, I did.
And are you on a label?
No, I'm not on a label. I'm just doing it as an indie artist right now.
Okay, all right. Well, let me welcome Mike. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing okay tonight, sir. How are you doing tonight?
Pretty good, pretty good. Meet Rod.
How you doing,
hey, Rod,
Mike?
How's it going? Okay,
all right.
All right. Well, let's get right into some music, Rod. I listened to the music last night, and I really like what you sent me. One song I'm really curious about is the one named "Freddie Was Here." Tell me about this one.
Freddie Was Here.
Mm-hmm.
That was actually a song that's done by Rick Braun. That's Rick Braun playing the trumpet on there.
Really?
Yes.
Ah. Now, how did you meet with him to get him to play on your song?
Well, that's his song.
Oh, it's not yours? Oh, then I must have uploaded the wrong song. Oh, I'm sorry. My apologies. Okay. All right, then let's go with Sweet and Spicy.
Yeah, well, Sweet and Spicy is the original that I did, yes.
Okay. So tell me about that one.
Well, Sweet and Spicy, where I came up with the concept, you know, I view the saxophone, you know, a lot of people tell me I play in a smooth way, so I call it sweet for me, and the spice for my friend Pablo, the bass. He's a very good bass player. So between the two of us, I just named it that.
Sweet and Spicy. All right. We are talking to saxophonist Rod Williams. His debut CD is called The Journey. It will be released on August 16th. This is Sweet and Spicy. Thank you. I like that. I really like that a lot. That was Sweet and Spicy from saxophonist Rod Williams' debut CD, The Journey. I have a phone call for you. Area code 210. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hi, how are you, Terry?
I'm good. How are you?
This is Jordan calling. How are you doing, Rod?
I'm all right. How you doing, Jordan?
Well, it took me a while to find you, but I managed to finally get you on air, so I'm glad to hear from you. I want to wish you the best of luck, and this is really going to be a fantastic journey that we're going to be taking, so I look forward to it. And, Terry, this is one cool ride that you're going to be on if you're listening to the CD.
Oh, I like the music that I have so far. It's really nice. Yeah, and I really like Sweet and Spicy. I just played that. I really like that one.
Yes, one of Rod and my long nights, insomniac nights that we've spent bouncing back and forth listening to music together.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to this CD coming out now. Jordan, how long have you been working with Rod?
Oh, gosh, Rod, how long have we been working together?
At least a year.
Yeah. A little over a year, yeah. About a year, coming up on a year and a half.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, good. Well, I look forward to working with you some more, Jordan, with any other artists that you have.
Excuse me?
With any other artists that you have.
Oh, there's several. I'd have to write you a list.
Okay. Okay.
It's not that extensive, but that's tonight's subject. I want to concentrate on Rod, but I promise I'll send you an email and let you know.
Okay.
So,
all right.
So this is Rod's night and his evening to shine, so I'm going to let him do just that. So much success, Rod. You know you got lots of love behind you, and look forward to seeing you on the 27th, brother.
All right. Thank you very much. Thanks for calling in.
All right.
Thank
Take
you,
care.
Jordan.
Good night. Sure,
good night. All right. Bye-bye. Okay,
yeah,
so, Rod.
I want to ask you real fast before you jump in, sorry, which was out. Now, you're still out of New Jersey, correct?
Yes, I am.
Now,
I live down the shore area. Huh?
Okay, now, being from the East Coast, are you now, you said you were an indie artist earlier, a comment. Now, how are you getting yourself out there and everything? Because on the East Coast, I mean, we have a lot of venues on the East Coast. And everything like that, but, you know, how are you really getting yourself out there as far as, like, getting gigs and creating some kind of buzz and everything out there in Jersey?
Well, right now I'm playing at a club in Asbury Park called Chico's House of Jazz. It's run by Chico Rouse, whose father was Charles Rouse. I don't know if you remember him. He played with the Ornette Monk and different other artists back then. But I'm his saxophonist for his house band, and I'm also using the Internet, where it's different sites where they're playing me, even overseas with different Internet stations they're using playing my music. So I'm using the Internet mainly and just locally, just word of mouth in this area.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I have a question for you from the chat room. Anita would like to know, who is on your wish list to work with?
I saw that. There's a few. I mean, I'm not just a smooth jazz artist. I'm a jazz lover. So there's a lot of, different artists. I like playing with, against the piano. So maybe one day, like with a Joe Sample or someone. But, as far as saxophone players, I would love to share the stage maybe one day with Boney James or Marion Meadows, two of my favorites.
Okay, and we have a big Boney James fan in the chat room with Boney fan Carol. She's a big fan, so that would be good. That would be great. Okay, so let's listen to the next song. Excuse me. It's the title track, The Journey. I'm sorry, Things I Do For You. Tell me about that.
Things I Do For You is it's a song that I wrote, Actually, a friend of mine, he named the title for me because it was something that I did when I finished like my radiation treatment, like I was telling you, for my cancer, and it was mm-hmm. something I called something totally different. He told me the name sounded morbid, so he said no. He named it Things I Do For You, and I just I liked it, so I left it at that. But it's a kind of very different song, but. It was the very last track I actually did on the CD. So It was something I just had to have on here because I really like it. It's one of my favorites on there.
Okay. We're talking to saxophonist Rod Williams. If you would like to call in with a question, the number is 646-716-5485. And the TSJ Chatters, if you have a question, just go ahead and post it in there. Rod's new CD is called The Journey, and this is Things I Do For You.
Thank you.
Things I Do For You. I like that. That is really, really nice.
Thank you very much.
That was nice.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Mike.
Yes, that was really nice. I have a question for you from Quick Tracks, Quixtrax, in the chat room. He is also Martin Bloxon. And he would like to know, how has having cancer affected your music, affected you musically, artistically?
Well, for a minute, it almost stopped me because I had it in my neck area, so I couldn't really play for a while. But, just with God's, help and get me through it, it helped me, to where now I'm basically just really starting back playing again about a month or so ago.
Oh, okay. Now, I remember talking to you, I think we talked yesterday on Facebook chat, and you were telling me about the music that you had already, music that you had from a while ago, mm-hmm. but you just had not done anything with it. So has some of that music made it to this CD, or will you be doing another CD with that music?
I don't want to sound crazy, but I have over 100 songs done, so I can do a few CDs if I want. But I just wanted to try to concentrate on the first one, just putting something out, because to me, music, means a lot, and I don't want to offend anybody, but you ever heard a CD where there's maybe like 3 or 4 songs on it and the rest, you're like, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
That was my goal. I really didn't want, I took my time, and I wanted to put out something to make the people happy and to make them even want to buy another Rob Williams CD, because that's what it's all about, pleasing, the people who listen to it, and that means a lot to me.
Now, Rod, do you actually write music, or do you write your songs by playing the music?
Well, the program that I have, I could either do it either way. It writes it out for me, but
okay.
I actually play my own. I do all basically most of the songs. I do everything on there.
Okay.
Because I play keys a little bit. I'm not a keyboard player, but enough, I can use it to do what I have to do.
Okay. Now, you say you have over 100 songs. Have you ever thought about offering your songs to other artists to play?
That would be an honor, but I've never spoken to anyone as far as playing my music, no. I've even done remakes, but like I said, you got to get permission for all that, so I didn't want to do anything to my first CD. I just wanted to put my feel out there so people would get an idea of what I'm trying to do.
Okay, so now, is there a particular artist that you would have in mind to play your music? Like, is there someone that you would really like to get your music to and have them play it?
I mean, if you're asking me, someone who I would like to play with or something like that, or someone
no.
who'd do it over for me?
No, let's say that this song, Things I Do For You, maybe in your mind you thought, well, this would be a great song for someone else. So have you written music like that where you thought this would be a great song for someone else to play?
No, not really. Because most of the music that I do, it comes from, within, from my heart. So
mm-hmm.
I'm not really thinking that, of someone else. But, it would be a great honor if someone was or wanted to play something of my music. I would be open to that any time.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Now, with so many tracks that you have, how did you narrow down the ones for this debut CD? If you had, if you said you have 100, that's a lot of music right there, but to kind of narrow it down for the exact
ones. Trust me, Mike, it took
debut.
A long time, because I was really trying to be picky, as far as which ones I would put on here. You don't have the whole CD, but the very first song is called With Loving Eyes, and I did that in honor of my grandmother, because my grandmother raised me, and, she passed a couple of years ago, and I just saw the look, that she gave me a little while before that happened, and I just never forget those eyes, so that was in honor of her. It's different things on there how I did it and why I did it that way or why I picked those certain songs. But I want to give people a little bit of everything, something mellow, because there's a couple of nice soft tracks on there as well. And then there's a few jumpy ones, and there's even one kind of funky track that I did with Westbound. I don't know if you know Werner. He's
mm-hmm.
the one from Germany, and we call that Funky Friday. So I'm totally different.
Okay, now let's talk about Westbound and him living in Germany and playing on your music. So did you contact him, like, on Facebook and say, you know, I have this track that I would like for you to play on?
Well, me and Werner are very good friends, so we talk a lot, you know, and I basically send a track to him, and I asked him, you know, would he want to play on here, and he said he liked it, and, you know, he just put his part on it for me. We worked it out that way.
Okay.
Same way with the title track, The Journey. The Jermaine Allison, he's a piano player, great piano player, but he lives in Jamaica, so we did the same thing.
Oh, okay. All right, then. All right, well, let's listen to the other song, the title track. This is The Journey, and again, we're talking to saxophonist Rod Williams. His new debut CD is called The Journey, and it will be available on August 16th.
Thank you.
Man, I am really liking, I really like the three songs that I have played from this CD so far.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, that groove was nice. I was sitting in my head today.
I know, right? I wish I had more to play. I really wish I had more to play, but I'm looking forward to this CD being released. I definitely will pick it up, and I hope you will pick it up as well. It's called The Journey, and it will be available on Amazon and iTunes on August 16th, so definitely pick that up. So, Rod, tell us about an audition that you did playing Grover Washington's music.
When I was in eighth grade, to get into a high school that I went to in Newark, it's called Arts High School, the School of the Arts there, you have to audition. And, you know, there's a band that they have there that was strictly like seniors, maybe a few juniors, and I made it as a freshman. And I played Mr. Magic. That's what I played to get into the school.
Mm-hmm. And they took you right in. You won from that.
Yes. Grover is who inspired me to even pick up the saxophone. So.
Oh, really?
That was my mentor who, you know, I looked up to.
Do you remember the first time you heard his music?
It had to be in the 70s with Mr. Magic's album, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, so now I know you're playing in your area. You have a band?
Yes, I do.
Okay, all right. Well, gosh, I wish I could come see you guys play. I would love to see you play.
On the 27th, that's what Jordan was talking about. I'm having a CD release party where I'm playing at Chico's House of Jazz, and we're going to be doing songs from the album. And at the same time, Mr. Kyle Turner, he's going to come in and play too, so it should be nice.
All right.
Okay, that's going to be hot. Yeah, Cal's from Houston. Well, Texas.
Yeah, he's from Houston, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, that's going to be good. And you've also been playing in the area locally at, you know, some jazz, some clubs.
Different jazz festivals, yeah, in the area.
Yeah.
There's CD 101, the station in New York. They used to give one in Red Bank every year, and I played there a few times. And then Asbury Park has their own jazz festival. We open up for Alex Breon and different other artists.
Okay. All right. Well, I really enjoy the music that I have played, the journey, things I do for you, and what's the other song here, Sweet and Spicy. Those three tracks are very nice. So I can only imagine what the rest of the CD sounds
it's
like.
It's a total of 12 on the CD. So.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to this. I'm looking forward to this CD on August 16th. So I definitely will be spending my money to get one, supporting the artist.
Thank you very
for sure.
much.
Yes, sir. All right, so what else is coming up for you?
Well, like I said, I'm just really trying to get this project working and at the same time getting myself really, really strong health-wise so this way I can do what I gotta do, make more music, and keep everyone happy.
Okay, yeah, you definitely want to take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's so true.
It's funny, the journey isn't officially out yet, but I'm already working on CD 2, so.
Well, with 100 songs, you won't have much work to do, you know?
Well, picking them and then getting it right.
Yeah.
There was a friend of mine, I guess she got off, but she's from Argentina. Her name was Maria.
Oh, yes, I saw her.
And she sang on it because we working on Summertime, but I did it in a clubbish way and totally different. And she sang it for me.
Oh, all right. Well, welcome, Maria. I hope you come back, but I'm glad she was here for the time that she was. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I don't have any more music to play. I wish I had another song to play for you from the CD because I really wanted to hear some more. But as I said, the CD will be available on August 16th on iTunes and Amazon, so definitely pick it up. Support the artist and pick it up. It is called The Journey. Wow, great. Okay, so now tell everyone where you are on the website, Facebook, MySpace, Reverb Nation, all of that.
Yeah, well, basically, you just said them, but Facebook, you know, I have a site on Facebook. Reverb Nation, you know, there's a site where I have 5 songs from the CD on there.
Okay.
And like I said, MySpace.com, it's kind of older stuff on there that's not on the CD, but there's still music that I've done, so if people want to hear other things, they can check the MySpace out, too.
Okay, so on Reverb Nation is Rodney Williams, and on MySpace is Desi Sax. He's not on Twitter yet. Are you thinking about getting on Twitter?
Maybe one day. I don't really know too much about Twitter, so Facebook's enough.
Okay, and you can find him on Facebook under Rod Williams as well. Yep. All right. Well, great job, Rod. Great job. Congratulations on this debut project.
Thank you very much. And I hope it's something, like I said, I just want to put something out to make people want to enjoy my music and want to get more.
Well, I think with this CD, your debut project, you're off to a good start. I think you're off to a good start. Yeah.
Thanks.
Mike, do you have any more questions?
No, I don't have anything else. Yeah, that's it for me as well.
Okay. All right. Well, Rod, we want to thank you for coming on and thank you for the great music.
I thank both of you for having me, and thank you. Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. Quite welcome.
And with the 100 songs, like Trey said, you know, you'll definitely be back again. So.
Yeah, have them waiting and ready.
That's right.
All right. Well, thank you again, Ron. And again, the debut CD is called The Journey. Please pick that up on August 16th. And follow him on Facebook. Send him a friend request on Facebook and let him know that you heard some of the music here on Talking Smooth Jazz. Rod, you have a great evening. And thank you again for being with us and giving us the opportunity to speak with you.
You're welcome. Take it easy yourself.
All right. Bye-bye.
Good night.
All right, that was Rod Williams, saxophonist Rod Williams. I love the music. Love the music. All right. Okay, Mike, what's going on in your area?
Well, tomorrow night at Blues Alley, Matt Poussin and Elon Troutman will be playing at Blues Alley for two shows, 8 and 10. I'm supposed to be going down there. I don't know how things are looking right now, but I may go check them out. Like I said, they're coming. I know that... of course, your boy Brian Culbertson will be here at the Birchmere in October. That's been, I guess, been announced. Let me see. Will Downey will be here also, I think, in early October for a couple of shows here and everything. So it's going to be some good shows coming up in the fall. But as far as, like, the next couple of weeks, like I said, we have Matt and Elon coming and everything. And that should be a great show for some, young guys to get some exposure playing at Blues Alley.
Yes, I wish I could go and see them. I would love to see Elon and play, him and Lynn. I would love to see them play together. All right, well, on the Las Vegas side, Michael Franks will be here next month, or rather this month. It's already August 1st, so he will be here in a couple of weeks. Brian will be here on September 30, and Boney James will be here in December, and they will all be performing at a Station Casino. So if you want to know which Station Casino, just go to stationcasinos.com and click on the Entertainment tab, and there you will find a list of all of their upcoming concerts. So I'm looking forward to all of those. All right, well, this coming Saturday, we are talking to Farnell Newton. He's coming back on. His CD class is now in session, is completed, so he is coming back on, and we're going to play some more music from that CD and also talk about the new addition to his family. He has a new little baby, so we'll talk to him about that and talk about his new CD. And then on Sunday, August 7th, Russell Blake will be back with his new CD, Fierce Solitude. Looking forward to talking with him about that. And then on Monday, August 8th, we're talking to D. Lucas about his new CD. And I apologize, I don't have that in front of me, the name of it in front of me right now. But he will also be on as well. So we have some great shows coming up for you. In the next couple of weeks, so, mark your calendars and mark reminders, and please join us. And if you've ever missed a show, you can always come back to blogtalkradio.com and search for the artist's name to listen to that previous interview. And the show is also available on iTunes for downloading as well. All right, let me thank everyone in the chat room. You all are so nice. I love you guys. I love my TSJ chatters. They are so cool. Miss Anita, Boney Fan, Carol, Cheryl, all of the guests, Jamel, Lori, and, of course, our guest, Rod. He is in the chat room as well. Again, please pick up his CD August 16th. It is called The Journey. That will be available on iTunes and on Amazon. And I want to give a big shout-out and a thank you to Jordan for your assistance, and Cheryl for your assistance in scheduling Rod. So thank you, ladies. I appreciate it. All right, Mike. Well, that is it. So I'm going to go ahead and sign off, everyone. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you again next time. Until then, keep it smooth.
Thank you for listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Please visit our website, talkingsmoothjazz.com and mastermind-entertainment.com. Join our Facebook fan and group pages and follow us on Twitter at jazz_queen and The Daily Grind. That's THA Daily Grind.